I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Kate Bush is having a busy year. The legendary British singer released an album of reworked material a few months ago. Now she's getting ready for the release of her 10th studio album next week. It's called 50 Words for Snow. We spoke with Kate Bush via Skype. We'll hear from her in a moment. First, though, here's the title track of 50 Words for Snow, featuring British actor Stephen Fry.
Zebra Neva, Spangla Dasha.
So, Kate Bush, I just looked in the thesaurus under snow and I didn't find a Spangla Dasha or Falup Njumpala. I mean, the song almost feels like a nonsensical exercise. How did you and Stephen Fry come together and start riffing on these made up words for snow?
Well, I had the idea for this song because it's a well known phrase that Eskimos have 50 words for snow. But actually, it's a complete myth. They don't really. And so I started thinking about the idea of, well, you know, do we have 50 words for snow in the English language? And so I thought, well, what if we kind of start with words that already exist, and then gradually they would become sillier and sillier and more fantastical. So I set about kind of making up words that was evocative of snow. And I've known Stephen from a very long time ago and approached him and said, you know, how would he feel about doing this? And he came in, just spoke the words so beautifully. He has an incredibly beautiful voice. I'm knocked out with his performance.
Icy Skitsky. Robber's Veil.
One thing that this song, 50 Words for Snow, shows me is that you've got a comic side, and that does seem to cut against the reputation that you've got of being an artist who's rather on the serious and earnest side. What do you think is a more accurate way to describe your approach to your work?
I think both. I mean, I think having a sense of humour is very important, and I love comedy. I'm a big fan of British comedy in particular.
Any specific British comedy, or...?
Well, you know, I of course I'm a huge fan of Monty Python and, you know, Forty Towers, and there's quite a wealth of, well, as there is of American as well. I mean, I used to watch a lot of Sergeant Bilko when I was young as well.
You collect literary allusions and references to kind of esoteric stuff in your work. There's your first big song, Wuthering Heights. We know you're a fan of James Joyce. You play around with a word like babushka and the mathematical ratio of pi. What does it take when you hear or read something for you to go, wow, there's something there that could become a song?
I think the writing process is very elusive. I love words. I think, you know, they're fascinating. And what's so interesting about lyrics is that because the words are sung, they can change so dramatically from how they sound when they're spoken. It's almost like a, you know, a slightly different language.
Mm. Kate Bush, you're speaking to us via Skype from your home in the UK, and this leads me to my next question about technology. In the late 70s and throughout the 80s, you were in the forefront, kind of musical technology, and you dealt with the technological issue 20 years ago with a song called Deeper Understanding about a man who was totally consumed with his computer. This year, you re-recorded the song. Let's have a quick listen.
I turned to my computer.
A new revised version of Deeper Understanding from Kate Bush. So loops in drum machines, vocoder, or audio pitch corrections, do you see a downside? I mean, for an artist, what is the downside to technology in the music business these days?
I think it's if you don't use it well. I think it's like anything, you know, this, it's what you do with it, isn't it? And I think perhaps the downside is that sometimes perhaps... our humanity gets lost in the process, and the musicianship.
Right.
So, but, you know, so many people work with technology and it sounds great.
Yeah, and also we should say that I'm speaking with you on a day that Vivendi Universal has purchased EMI for about $2 billion, and that means there are even fewer record companies in the world, but the technology has evolved to a point where your home is also your recording studio and label headquarters, your own label Fish People Records. So there's got to be some upside to this for you just in the practical kind of business side of the music business.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we're all in this very transitional period. And I think for artists, it could be a very interesting time because it could allow artists to have a much more direct communication with their audience. And it's going to be very interesting to see, isn't it?
Mm. You know, Kate Bush, I've got to say, you're such a great speaker and you explain so clearly your work. Why do you speak so infrequently to the media?
Well, I guess I've kind of developed this philosophy that I kind of want the focus to be on my work, and I don't really see myself as a celebrity or, a sort of personality. In a way, I'm just a spokeswoman for my work when it's coming out, so I can let people know that it's going to be there. And I don't think, you know, anybody would much enjoy me talking about the weather or politics.
How is the weather today, by the way?
It's cold.
Well, let's turn the focus at the end here back to your work, specifically your new album, 50 Words for Snow, and the first single from it. It's a tune called Wild Man, and it feels like your perspective on the legend of the Yeti or Abominable Snowman. But you don't fear him in this song. You almost feel sad for him and his alienation.
Yes, no, you're dead right. It's a song of empathy for the Yeti because, you know, I think he's one of these mythical creatures. No one's really sure if it exists or not. And for me, that's what is magical about the whole idea, because as we were just talking about technology taking over our lives, and perhaps in some ways mystery is becoming a more precious thing, that, you know, a sort of symbolic creature like the Yeti represents so much more in a way.
They call you.
Well, Kate Bush, we'll end there and with the song Wild Man. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
It's an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much, Marco.
Wild Man. Mito King. Lying in my tent.
The new album is called 50 Words for Snow. By the way, you can hear Kate Bush explaining why she doesn't tour at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. We'll be back tomorrow.